الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ذلك الفوز العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا رأيتم الذين يسبون أصحابي فقولوا لعنة الله على شركم، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم، رواه الترمذي. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman and this perfect deen of Islam, and amongst the foremost after Allah Azza wa Jal, and as an apparent means our beloved Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم, next in line thereafter whom we to, for the deen of Islam having reached us with its pure injunctions, with the Quran Sharif, the pure word in its pristine and pure state as revealed by Allah Azza wa Jal, highly indebted in this regard to that fraternity of people whom Allah Ta'ala had chosen as the companions around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Anbiya alayhim as-salam, when Allah Ta'ala looked into the hearts of humanity, found that those who were the purest of heart, Allah Ta'ala decreed them to be the Sahaba, Sahabi, the companions around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A Sahabi is defined as a humble personality who had the honor of being in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a state of Iman, albeit just for a few seconds, and thereafter passing away on Iman, suffices for Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. After their time, there is nobody who can ever equate to their rank. Many pious people put together cannot equate to the rank of a Sahabi, because what can compare to that sahba, the companionship, being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a state of Iman? That is the most powerful sahba and companionship, and it is because of this distinguishing quality they are called Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, the companions around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the time that we have, justice can never ever be done, not even an iota, to the high rank and virtue that Allah Ta'ala has reserved and honored them with. And amongst them, they are the higher ranking, the most virtuous of all human beings after Anbiya alayhim as-salam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu an, thereafter Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu an, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu an, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu anhum ajma'in. So the high rank that Allah Ta'ala has accorded them, over and above them being the Sahaba, being amongst the Ashara Mubashara, Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about them in the most glorious of terms at numerous junctures of the Quran Sharif. Their Iman is the barometer of perfect Iman and the guarantee to be on Hidayah. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. As we have been looking at the virtues in the ahaditha and ayat of Quran after Maghrib Salah, those who have enmity towards them, Allah Ta'ala terms them, Allah Azza wa Jalla termed them as the party representative of Haqq, When Allah Ta'ala speaks about the day of Badr, Yawm al-Furqan, there was a clear distinguishing between truth and falsehood. So Allah Ta'ala termed the grouping as the representative of haqq and truth. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on numerous occasions has cautioned against reviling, criticizing, speaking ill of, worse than that, cursing, insulting any of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, لا تسبوا أصحابي, never ever insult, blaspheme, speak ill of my Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. And this is the hadith of Muslim Sharif. Because if any of them spends a very small amount in the path of Allah, even if others were to spend a huge mountain load of gold in the path of Allah, will never equate to them. For what can equate to that sincerity, the ikhlas, the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? On a weekly basis we hear in the Jumu'ah khutbah, Allah, Allah fi ashabi, fear Allah regarding my companions. لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي, do not make them a target of your abuse after me. Indeed, the one who loves them because of love for me. And the one who hates them, reviles them, same emotions and feelings that person will have towards me. Whomsoever speaks ill of them and harms them has offended me, and whomsoever offends me has offended Allah. And whomsoever does to Allah, who offends Allah, Allah Ta'ala will very soon take that person to task. Therefore, let us be very, very wary. La wala tujalisuhum. Do not sit in the company of, do not even partake meals in the company of those who revile, criticize, speak ill of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. The unanimity of the Ummah on their virtues, on their status, Allahu Azza wa Jal describes in detail the sacrifices of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. And how more so is the hurt when recently a Shi'i member of parliament openly on a public uses the most blasphemous and vile words and baseless accusations against those great personalities who are the most beloved and dear to us. Notice that they, the Rawafid, the Shia, would make the target of criticism those who have contributed the greatest in the spread of Islam to different parts of the world. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhum, those whom Allah has accorded a high status, our most respected mother, the Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, who is haya and modesty personified to such an extent that when accusations were leveled against her, Allah did not even suffice as previous incidents in history on a cradle. It was Allah Azza wa Jal Himself who revealing verses of Quran Sharif, exonerating, establishing very, very strongly her haya and chastity and modesty, whom this ummah is highly indebted to. Similarly, Sayyidah Hafsa radiallahu anha, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once told by Jibreel alayhi salam that she fasts excessively and she performs tahajjud salah with consistency, and she is decreed to be a wife in Jannah. So Allah Ta'ala in verses of Surah Al-Hashr in detail tells us about the outstanding attributes, the Muhajirin as well as the Ansar. They were forcefully removed from their homes, their belongings, their wealth. And they had done all of this assisting the deen of Allah and assisting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala tells us what was the kayfiyah, the inner side. They were doing this solely to gain the happiness of Allah and to gain His special virtue in the form of Jannah and His eternal pleasure. And when the Shia say all of them, Sahaba majority, had turned against and out of Islam after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is almost as if Allah is defending them beforehand by saying, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. They are the sincere, the truthful ones. Absolutely sincere, truth level in the dedication to Islam. On the other hand, the second fraternity, those who had taken Medina Munawwara and Iman as their fort, as their base, entrenched themselves in Iman, the Ansar, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his end days strongly emphasized to the Ummah the favors of the Ansar and their being truthful in their promise to give base to Islam and render selfless assistance to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajma'in. Hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Ayatul Iman Hubbul Ansar wa Ayatul Nifaqi Bughdul Ansar. A clear sign, a barometer of Iman is to love the Ansar, and a very clear sign of Nifaq, of being a hypocrite, is that a person reviles, has ill feelings towards the Ansar radiallahu anhum ajma'in. So Allah Ta'ala speaks about them and their qualities. They love the migrating brothers who had come to them. They felt no jealousy, no ill feelings in their hearts. Subhanallah, they had given preference to others over themselves, luxury, not in excess wealth, in the most dire necessities of life, many instances, food, drink. They were prepared to give preference to others over themselves. It is in light of this verse, son of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha, that Zainul Abideen rahimahullah, a person comes to him and starts to criticize Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhuma, and they create this false notion that there was enmity between the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha's daughter, Hadrat Ummu Kulthum, anha was in marriage to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu himself, his sons, his progenies, rahimahumullah ta'ala ajma'in, many instances with documented evidences named their children Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Aisha. Is it conceivable that a person would ever give their daughter in marriage to or name their children somebody who you may consider the Rafid as a usurper or one who is a munafiq? Na'udhu billah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was Asadullah, renowned for his bravery and courage. So Sayyidina Zainul Abideen rahimahullah, son of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Umar radiallahu anhuma criticized in his presence, he says to this person, and in the verse after the Muhajirin and Ansar's virtues, that is for us, for this ummah, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, those who come after them are those who will say continuously, O Allah, forgive those who have superseded us in Iman. O Allah, never let us have rancor, malice and jealousy in our hearts towards those who had preceded in Iman, and foremost of them Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. A clear sign of Iman, the Muhajirin, he says, no, are you from the aw? He says, and I exclude you from the only third good category, that you are not of the third category who have a clean heart towards Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. The verse of Surah At-Tawbah, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ. Allah Ta'ala praise the forerunners towards Islam, the Muhajirin and Ansar, the forerunners. And they are so noble that those who will follow and tread in their footsteps, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah's qualities are eternal. Allah would never declare his body who, as they allege, would forsake Islam now. Allama ibn and Allah Ta'ala thereafter says, Allah has already prepared, guaranteed them their abodes in Jannah. One of the great commentators of Quran Sharif, Allama ibn Kathir, in his great tafsir, Tafsir al-Quran al-Azim, says, فَأَيْنَ هَؤُلَاءِ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ بِالْقُرْآنِ إِذْ يَسُبُّونَ مَنْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. The Rawafid have towards, what link do they have to belief in the Qur'an when they revile, insult, criticize, and the very ones whom Allah has declared His eternal happiness and pleasure with. May Allah protect our tongues, our hearts, from ever being blemished and polluted with any ill feelings or statements regarding a single sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So valuable are Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. We read Surah Kahf every week. We try on Jumu'ahs, protection of Iman the past week, and especially protection from Dajjal and the fitness that would precede Dajjal. One verse in the Surah was revealed where Allah Ta'ala says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hold steadfastly to your company those who worship Allah Ta'ala ardently and do so only for the pleasure and happiness of Allah Ta'ala. The chief wealthy came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, disbelievers, that you have these lowly people, Bilal, Suhaib, Ammar in your company, they are freed slaves of us, does not behove us and our wealth and status to sit in the same gathering, so remove them from your company and we will listen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not even respond when Allah sends this verse, still on removing from your company, do not even take your compassion of them. So the poor who are adherent to the commonly special and beloved to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala at the same time tells us, these are the company we should keep, and never ever obey the one whose heart we have made negligent from our remembrance, the one who follows whims and fancies, and the one whose every affair and madness of Allah Ta'ala open transgression of the commands of Allah Ta'ala. So one occasion, a Sahabi asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we keep, whom should we sit in their company? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave three criteria. مَنْ ذَكَّرَكُمْ بِاللَّهِ رُؤْيَتُهُ, that person is so entrenched in the muhabbat, the love, the dhikr of Allah, that looking at that person will inspire you to remember Allah and to obey Allah Ta'ala. Number two, وَزَادَ فِي عِلْمِكُمْ, his speech, his nasiha, his advice, his bayans, will, in your knowledge, narration has, will increase you in your action. That by sitting in their company whose hearts are filled with the love and fear of Allah, that people are inspired to change their lives in a few minutes, in a few seconds. And thirdly, their actions will tell you that this person is not living for dunya, this person is living for the everlasting life of the akhirah. The actions remind you for the akhirah. So inshallah, we are very, very fortunate amongst the most senior ulama of our country, with literally put together almost 3 centuries of experience of serving deen, and are the most senior, amongst the most senior in the various fields and sciences, in guidance. Hundreds of ulama have come through their hands serving different parts of the world. Very important program, very important topic, the signs of Qiyamah. Many, many golden advices, inshallah, for the preservation, the very protection of our iman. The greatest loss is a person losing iman. So inshallah, this program will take place tomorrow, that is Saturday, in Marlborough Jamia Masjid, Asr Jamaat at 4:30, from Asr up to Isha, inshallah, the maximum benefit. Encourage others also, inshallah. A rare opportunity where so many seniors in one program will be giving these advices. We go with the niyyah of our islah, reformation, to better and rectify ourselves. Such words and advices can be the very preservation of our iman, and therefore success in dunya, qabr, and akhirah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Humble appeal once again, inshallah, let us contribute generously the honor of contributing to the house of Allah Ta'ala, to the madrasa, so that any good emanates we give with ikhlas, we will have a full share in it. Just a very, in a few seconds, inshallah, I report back, jazakumullah khairan, very valuable contributions towards the blanket. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Yesterday, a group from our masjid, majority youngsters, had gone to the primary school in Freedom Park, Sozumalwezi, primary school in Freedom Park. Alhamdulillah, 362 blankets were given to the learners and staff, teachers. Another 35 were given to volunteers of the community, and 60 were given to elderly of the community in the most desperate and dire need. Wallahi, words cannot emphasize the happiness, the appreciation for many of those children, probably the first blanket that they own in their lives. Let us make dua that Allah uses it as a means of hidayah, inshallah, and reward one and all abundantly, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم فلنشكر على أعظم نعمة أتاحنا بها وهي نعمة الإيمان ومن الذين نقدر إحسانهم إلينا بوصول الإسلام إلينا بعد الله عز وجل وبعد الله عليه وسلم هم الصحابة أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقد قال الله عز وجل في عدة أمكنة في القرآن الكريم عنهم رضي الله عنهم قال الله عز وجل والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين تبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا، ذلك الفوز العظيم. وقد حذرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن سب أصحابه صلى الله عليه وسلم قائلا: إذا رأيتم الذين يسبون أصحابي فقولوا لعنة الله على شركم، حفظنا الله من هذه الفتنة. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن جميع الصحابة رضي الله عنهم أجمعين، لا سيما عن أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المطهرات، خصوصا منهن خديجة وعائشة وحفصة رضي الله عنهن، وعن بنات الطاهرات زينب ورقية وأم كلثوم وفاطمة الزهراء رضي الله عنهن، عباس بن عبد المطلب وعن سيدنا الحسن والحسين رضي الله عنهما، وعن بقية أهل البيت، وعن بقية العشرة المبشرة، وعن أمير المؤمنين معاوية بن أبي سفيان عنهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم أحبهم، ومن أبغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، وأصلح ذات بينهم، عدوك وعدو لإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا، ربنا إنك اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى بفضلك وكرمك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. Straight in the safe, filling gaps between shoulders. Ensure that there are no gaps between our shoulders when we are commencing Salah, so that those gaps do not become evident during Salah. Ensure that the heels are in a straight line. One of the means of unity of the hearts of the Ummah is to stand as closely as possible in Salah with no gaps between ourselves. استووا اعتدلوا تقاربوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرا فذكر إن نفعت سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد واستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وسلم. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأساتذتنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. جزى الله عن نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وآله ألف ألف مرة. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.